Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it's not for children.
So, hello and welcome. Today is the 29th day of hunting, year 24, as we record.
Great.
Here we are on a lovely Sunday afternoon.
It's actually a nice day.
It is. It was so cloudy yesterday. Yeah. All I did was stay inside, except when I had to take the dog out. And nice. I just watched Netflix.
Great.
So,
what'd you watch?
Several hours. So Mike was at a bachelor party this weekend. So it was just me and Harry.
Nice.
And he does not have any say about what we watch. So nice. I started watching The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, okay.
Which I have been wanting to watch for a while. The third season is coming out soon, I think.
I
haven't watched any of it.
I think Ryan watched it. I haven't watched it.
Mike is not into like comics or superheroes.
That's so I'm like the Mike like, of the except that I do like them sometimes. I just
who's the Mike in your relationship?
There's always a Mike.
which honestly is fair, but I think this is actually it's pretty good.
I heard it's good. Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Weirdly enough, like I remember the comic books coming out or the graphic novels or whatever when I was in like high school, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's written by the guy who is the lead singer of My Chemical Romance, Gerard Way.
That's right. It's so weird.
At the time I was like, I'm a little bit emo, but I'm not emo enough for this.
I so, totally forgot that. That's so strange.
Yeah.
It's, for him, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, he's got an imagination. So I never read the comics, but I heard the show is good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Elliot Page, who obviously is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honestly sad that I didn't start it earlier than this because it literally starts, the opening is, well, not the first scene, but like one of the opening scenes is just Elliot Page is playing Phantom of the Opera medley on violin.
Wow.
And like kind of a rock and roll style. And I was
beautiful.
Like, wow, it's like the show is made exactly for me.
Yeah.
So weird. So I have been enjoying it. I'm only like 4 episodes into the first season. So no spoilers, please. But yeah, I watched a bunch of that. And then I watched Enola Holmes.
Oh, right.
Just because I don't know. I like Henry Cavill. I like Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
I just wanted something that was like light and not challenging.
Nice.
And it was a fun time.
Nice. I'm glad.
The only problem I had with it was that Sam Claflin is also in it. The guy who played Finnick in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And he's just, the character is horrible. He plays Mycroft, but he's like extremely unlikable and like really mean and rude. And I was like, wow, you made Sam Claflin unlikable.
Yeah, impressive.
I don't know why you've done this.
That's funny. I didn't know he was Mycroft. I guess I can see it.
He has like a mustache.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me because obviously the two Sherlock versions I've known are the Robert Downey Jr. version and the Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think you mean 3. Let's not forget Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century, okay?
You're right. I'm
this
so sorry.
This Sherlock Holmes, the 22nd century erasure. Not in my ass.
Also, I have to say that I never watched Elementary, but it seemed good. We love Lucy Liu.
Yeah, that's right.
We love to support a female Watson.
Wasn't Mycroft in Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century like a cyborg or something? Or was
one
that
of
Watson?
Them was a cyborg?
Maybe it's
I think
Watson.
It was Watson.
Okay.
I think he had like a robot arm.
Yeah, you're
which
right.
makes
you're
sense
right.
because in the traditional Sherlock canon, he was like injured in the war.
Right.
And so
at least they stayed true to the facts. To some degree.
Just
but
their
Mycroft
it.
Definitely was in it. I just don't remember.
No, I'm sure he was, but I honestly have very few memories of it.
Other All than I remember.
I watched it, and sometimes I didn't get to finish episodes because it was on like in the morning before school. Yeah.
Yeah, rough. I just remember they were always talking about New Scotland Yard. New
Scotland Yard.
That's for some reason, I always think of that. I don't know. Anyways.
I was saying, so the BBC Sherlock is like.
Right.
You know, my most familiar experience with it. And so I just,
that
Mycroft I think of is Mark Gatiss as Mycroft, which is very different.
Mm-hmm.
But his main deal, I guess, is just that he works for the government and he's very like, you know, a straight edge, like you got to follow the rules and bullshit. Great. If you're looking for a movie that came out 2 years ago and has Henry Cavill in it as Sherlock Holmes very briefly,
interesting.
That's I would recommend.
Right.
They are working on a sequel. It is coming out sometime this year.
Good
I think.
To know.
So look for that.
Great.
That's been my cinema corner.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to say something and I forgot. In terms of cinema, I saw the Bob's Burgers movie.
Great.
Yeah, saw that on Friday night. It was honestly pretty full theater.
That's good.
It was fun. It was good. Some good audience laughs. People there seemed like really amped for
it. Had a couple friends who were like on Instagram, like posted, like they're ready. But they're like hardcore fans of the show. Like I like the show, but I kind of fell off after the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. And so I like haven't kept up with it. But I know the characters and I have a fondness for them. Maybe someday, like if I fall ill or something, I'll like binge watch it.
It's easy to watch. We're caught up now, but we took a break for a really long time. But now we're caught up. I do think earlier seasons were better.
Yeah.
But it's a cute show. I like the family. It's an endearing show. And it does have some good jokes.
Yeah.
Every now and then. So, yeah, the movie was good. If you watch Bob's Burgers, why not see it?
It's
like a long episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And otherwise, have I watched anything else?
Did you watch MasterChef Junior?
Yes. I was actually going to ask you your opinion.
We just watched it today,
okay.
Literally a couple hours ago, because Mike got home this afternoon from the bachelor party. So, of course, we got Chipotle for lunch and watched MasterChef Junior.
As you do.
As one does. Yeah, it was intense, honestly.
They're the hardest.
If you've been
yet.
Watching it, Aiden has been struggling. Skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
The last few eliminations. So spoiler
alert.
He went home.
I knew he would.
I do feel a little bad for him though, because I feel like Gordon is really tough on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I pointed out to Mike that we only have one person of color now remaining in the final five.
Leah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
She's great. I hope she wins. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite,
she's
probably.
She's a good shot, I think.
Although I really like Ivy.
I really like Ivy, too. she's like,
cute.
So adorable.
With her little fake pearls all the time.
Yeah, and she did good.
No, she was great.
She carried her team, because
truly,
Aiden and Ava couldn't keep it together. Well, Ava, it really was Aiden's
She was trying.
Fault. Like, she was trying, and it was like, I was watching it, and I was like, having like flashbacks to like
group projects.
Being in fifth grade and like you're the one person who's like trying to keep everyone together and you've got all these boys in your group
and they
like,
don't listen
not
and
listening doing things
like,
wrong.
What am I supposed to do about this?
And then you're getting shit on by the teacher. It happens all the time to overachieving young girls. Get stuck making everyone else. They're like, oh, maybe if they have like someone to motivate them, they'll do it. They don't.
No,
they don't.
That's not how it should work.
It doesn't work that way.
And again, I think we've talked about this before, but with group projects, they're like, oh, it prepares you for real life. In real life, if you don't do well on something, you get fired.
Yeah Like your boss can handle it.
like
if,
there is motivation
right
for it.
Plus,
so
honestly, I mean, I'm not like I haven't had that many jobs in my life, but I don't do a lot of group work at my jobs. Like you work with a team often or your department or something with like
but
your
you're
work.
Doing your own you're responsible
you your
for
own
your
stuff.
Own things.
And if someone else doesn't do it or someone you manage doesn't do it or whatever, it's like there's consequences that don't really affect you.
Right.
Like you're able to explain the situation. It's not like, well, everyone gets the same grade. No,
yeah,
it's not
bullshit.
Happening. Yeah.
Anyway,
I digress.
So MasterChef Junior, also have to mention for the Survivor fans out there, we did have the finale this week. It was quite dramatic, quite an interesting finale. Honestly, the final three was not who I expected it to be. Also, the people that I picked for my Fantasy Survivor League got eliminated like halfway through. So
sad.
I finished in like 7th place out of like 13 people in our group. So it was like dead middle.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
Oh, well.
You know, there's always next
Can't
season.
Can't win them all. Can't win them all.
Yeah. What else?
Well, I got a new job.
Yes.
So that's my big life update, which I was telling Caroline I got this job and I was saying my first two thoughts were get to tell my therapist good news and I get to tell the listeners good news. So I put in my 2 weeks as of Friday. So my last day at my current job is June 10th.
Nice.
And then I'm taking a week off and then I'm starting my new job. So I'm moving from my nonprofit job to a job at a university.
Which is very exciting because I get to use my master's degree in education.
Finally.
And do what I want to do and make a little more money and start doing things. I was my job that I've had for the last 4 years has been a great job, but yeah. It was time to move on. And I think I'm moving on at like the perfect time before I like started to resent it.
Yeah, you don't want to be there that long.
So it's good. It's all good. It happened very fast. I literally applied for the job like 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. And then here we are.
You're incredibly qualified.
Big changes. Thank you.
They picked the right person. I'm very excited. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a good change. And I will keep y'all posted.
Yeah, please.
On the transition. But yeah, now I have to do – it's like that weird thing where when you're leaving a job and then you're like – you have 2 weeks and like I still have to like do work.
Yeah.
But the stakes but you are like want, not.
It's like the last 2 weeks of being like a senior in like high school or college. It's like there's no point.
Yeah. I have like things I need to train people on and like some stuff like projects that I have to wrap up, but it's like I'm gonna do it, but it's just like I feel nothing now doing it. I'm just like, oh, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't get done, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. What are they gonna do? Fire you?
Like I'm going. Someone's gonna finish it. So I don't know if it's me or someone else.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm really glad you're gonna be able to take time off in between. I think that's really important.
The last time I switched jobs, I literally had like a weekend and then I started on a Monday. And it was like fine, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And so this time I was like, plus I really need to get this new job is business casual, unfortunately. No more jeans.
Unfortunate.
Although, I mean, I do have still to have two remote days. So like I can wear whatever I want then.
Right.
But I need clothes. Like
gotta
desperately.
Stock up. Yeah.
Like don't have appropriate clothing. And I also really need to get my hair cut. And probably my nails done.
Yeah.
So if you want to get your nails done.
I do need to get them done.
Yeah,
so
we'll
talk about
we'll
it
that.
When we're not recording.
Yeah. the hair is, it's an issue.
Yeah, I probably should get a haircut too, honestly.
Yes. Lots to do. Anyway, tell us about your big news.
So I told Hannah, I put this both in the doc just so we wouldn't forget. I do not think they are equivalent at all.
Oh, no, they're equal.
It was very exciting that I did a few weeks ago get the second highest score in Scourge of the Lab Jellies.
Beautiful. You can do it.
So, yeah, still working my way up to first place, but it is
How
difficult.
Far away are you from the score for first?
It's, like, not that far, but, like, enough. It's, like,
yeah.
600 points, maybe,
okay.
or something. So, it's... I mean, part of it is skill, but part of it is also luck.
Yeah,
like just
the jellies you get.
Yeah, if you get bomb jellies, if you get, there's like rocks that you can get, and that makes it really difficult because you can't get rid of those except with the bomb jelly.
Right.
So part of it is a little bit of luck, and you know, I just had a really good run.
Yeah.
Got a high score, so now I have a little trophy on my profile.
Nice.
So. None of you play Scourge of the Lab Jellies, please.
Someone's going to come for your
no.
crown.
Yeah, I feel like I was only able to do this because there's probably, like 10 people in the world now that are playing it.
Who
so,
knows?
And I'm probably the one who's been playing it the most in the last, like, month or so.
Yeah, I don't think it's a super popular game.
No. I don't think even before, like, Flash died, like, I don't think people... I've never saw it mentioned ever.
No, pretty much ever. Only for like Daily Dare or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So that's great.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
Excellent.
I feel like it has helped me, like my obsession has lowered a little bit to a more manageable level. Like
now that you have a trophy.
Yeah, I haven't had to play for like hours and hours.
Right.
So I'll still keep playing and still try for first, but not like super aggressively
because
I have other things to do. But yeah, very exciting. I think other than like the games where it's not like, you know, they're not like rankings. It's just like if you play Cell Block or whatever, you can get like a third place or whatever. Like that's the only thing I've ever gotten trophies for. So this is very exciting.
It is exciting. It's hard. It's hard. It's tough to get on that table.
Yeah.
So good job.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's the news. Hannah got a new job. I got second place in Scourge of the Lab Jellies.
Those are the big items.
The big two.
That's all I have to report.
Should we check in on our library pets?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want to
say? I mean, I just have the Maraquan cow still. Yeah. No change. Actually, you know what? I didn't zap today, but it's not going to be anything.
I sincerely doubt it.
I'll do it after and let you know.
I zapped this morning and nothing happened. But since the last time we talked, the last time I had a red Vandegeier and it did turn into a red Psy Bunny, which is nice, but I do already have a Psy Bunny.
Yeah.
So unless it turns into something that's like a really good color, then, you know, I'll probably wait till it's a different species. Yeah.
Good call.
So we'll see.
Good call. Well, we have some news.
Let's do it.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Mohawk Day?
So desperately.
So exciting.
Yes, May 16th was Mohawk Day, and the new color was water, which is great. Fine. It's just a little water mohawk. Looks exactly how I would have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And the new outfit was Judge Hogg from Defenders of Neopia, so... great, as to be expected.
I literally, like, again, if I feel like, did we talk about this last time? If pressed, I could not tell
name
you
a mohawk. Yeah,
I know. I also said that about hissies, and then we had to issue an apology to Mr. Snecky,
of course.
Snecky,
yes,
of course. Although to be fair, the fans top is already a wearable item, so there's not much more you can do on that front,
right?
So yeah, I guess Judge Hogg makes sense.
Maybe there's like one other mohawk. I don't know. I've no idea. I don't think they're a super popular pet.
No, I don't think so.
So I maybe could have come up with Judge Hogg, but you know what? I would have said, isn't there a mohawk in like Defenders of Neopia or something? I would have been like, yeah, I think. And that's all it would have been.
To be fair, I feel like you would think he would have a better name than Judge Hogg.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great.
Like, Judge Hogg.
Yeah. Judge Hogg.
Yeah, that'll work. Yep.
Okay. No problems with that.
Cool.
Anyways. Yeah.
Then on May 25th, we had Koi Day. And the new color was Maraquan, which is another user-inspired design.
On a roll, honestly.
On a roll, yeah. This is user Chantilly
I think so.
Dochi?
They go by Chanty.
Yeah, Chanty, who also did the Kiko
and
the Jetsam.
Yes. They have a whole page of designs. And so this one was inspired by the lionfish.
It's very cool.
And then they also have, I don't think these have been released yet, so there's still a chance they might. There's a Flotsam that looks like an orca.
I love it.
Tuscanini that looks like a narwhal. That's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people on the boards, I think POFN Day is coming up, and some people were campaigning for the Moroccan POFN, which is based on the leafy sea dragon.
It's very cool.
It's really good. It's a really good match, I think.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, make it a seahorse sea dragon type thing.
Obvious.
Plus, the leafy sea dragon is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then there's a betta fish Quiggle and a hermit crab Nimmo. So we'll
really like the Nimmo. I think it's super cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
Yeah.
We had hermit crabs a long time ago. Not me, but like my class did or something, and I took them home for part of summer vacation. They're not very exciting.
I mean, yeah, they don't.
They don't really do a lot.
Scuttle around.
They also. I feel like one of them maybe died when I had them on vacation because they
That was always like my fear.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. They're sensitive, little guys.
But yeah, these are really cool.
Yeah. So we'll see if more of the user-inspired colors come up.
Yeah.
I like this koi. It's
really
hard. I feel like it's hard to make a Moroccan version of a fish pet. And this is like different enough that I think it looks really good.
Yeah. Very good. And the outfit was, of course, King Kelp beard. So there he
is. Classic.
Yeah. Makes complete sense. No surprises there. No complaints.
No. Nothing great work, everyone.
Yep. And then we of course have some metaverse news.
Unfortunately, Hannah texted me, I think this was in the middle of like the day.
Yeah.
She was like, TNT posted a statement about NFTs and I was like, oh God, here we go again.
Yep.
So yeah, this happened on May 19th. They posted on the official Neopets team message board.
I'm sure everyone, y'all have
seen it. It's honestly very long, so we won't read the whole thing.
Yeah.
But basically they were reiterating, like, we've heard your feedback. We know you don't like, some of you don't like the metaverse.
Yeah.
But it's separate from the site. We're still going to have the regular site. Nothing's changing there. And they were basically like, if the metaverse is not your thing, then just
don't
think about it. Just don't worry about it.
I think it's clear that they are having to relay information from overhead, like, of the company and, like, the things that the brand is, like, licensed to.
Yeah. So
it's just kind of an unfortunate situation.
I'll reiterate what I've said and many people have said, which is, I still understand they are separate teams,
yeah,
but they have the same parent company.
Yeah.
And if you had just redirected more resources to the site, I feel like that would be better. Obviously, the NFT market and the crypto market are not doing well right now.
Yeah.
To no one's surprise, because it's, a lot of it is just speculation and some of it's honestly very pyramid schemey.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't understand why they're investing in this. I don't think it's a good idea. Jenny Nicholson, who is a well-known YouTuber, mm-hmm, tweeted at them that she was, like, really disappointed that they were doing this. And, you know, she's like, I hope you survive.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel is, like, again, I know the core Neopets team, like, doesn't really have any say in this, but, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think this is the direction they should be going. And it seems like the majority of the user base is against it. What do I know?
Yeah. So, coupled with the statement, there was a trailer, obviously, that dropped as part of their, like, Pizza Day mint, which I don't quite understand.
So I don't either. I went to Herdy's pet page, which we'll link out to again, that they have kindly been updating. So I guess it was like they're doing a free mint of pizza themed NFTs. So these are all pizza items that exist in Neopia that they made in these weird 3D renderings. Mm-hmm. And they look horrible, honestly, because they're supposed to, like, the actual, you know, items in Neopets are, like, cartoony and they're cute.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them obviously are gross, but they're, like, fun. And this is, like, a pizza with, like, a cut up squid on it and, like, actual jelly beans. I don't even know what this last one is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get it.
I don't know.
I just continue to be more confused.
So there were 5,000 of these, I guess, that were free minus the small cost of minting, but exclusive to a whitelisted group of people. Owners of the original NFT project qualified along with a few winners of social media contests. Additionally, Neopets Metaverse put their marketing into overdrive, partnering with a variety of other NFT projects to offer them spots. Hilariously, one project ended up flooding the Neopets Metaverse community with 5,000 bots instead of anyone actually interested in the project. Great.
Yeah.
Again, this is all from Herdy's pet page, so thank you, Herdy, for looking into this. So the mint was held on Fractal, which is another minting site like Radium. In a last ditch attempt to make sure this collection would certainly sell out, the 36 people who own Fractal's own token were added to the whitelist. Being so terribly oversubscribed and with a theme that tied more into the wider crypto world than anything Neopets related, like negs or omelets, the collection unsurprisingly sold out in a few hours. Importantly, though, only half of the gold whitelist, which was a closed mint prior to opening the floodgates for everyone on the list, decided to actually mint a pizza. So it seems like there weren't that many people that were, like, actually from the Neopets community that were into this.
Yeah, that's...
Which doesn't surprise me. So...
Yeah, these are just strange. I don't understand.
I guess that you can... pizza NFTs are going to be an item in the Metaverse game. And they're still having this closed alpha in August, which, again, seems really early to me. What do I know? And then I guess after the mint, you could probably resell the pizzas because they're NFTs, but apparently they're only worth like $5. So great.
Yeah.
Don't see anything problem.
Anyway, then there was this trailer that came out for the Metaverse, and it's just kind of this like 3D rendering of like
what the game is going to look like, I guess. But it's like,
it's still really unclear.
It's like every game trailer where it's like, this isn't, you know, this isn't actual footage of the game, probably. Like, it's going to change, and it's not going to be exactly like that because they're trying to make it look as cool and exciting as possible. That, again, the Termaculous is like a big part of it for some reason. I don't understand why that's like kind of their mascot now. It was like, which is weird.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be Termac Roll, but
I still don't get the point. And I've said this before, it just like,
it's confused.
It's ugly. It doesn't look good. Like, no disrespect to the team that's working on it. I feel like they haven't had a lot of time to put out something that's actually good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why do we need this when we have the site? Like, instead of building this, build Neo Homes 3.0, where we can just like build stuff. And I don't understand why we have to do this.
Yeah, I just remain confused. Like, I don't think that I will understand until it's like fully launched, if that ever occurs. So I don't know. I mean, obviously I don't like the project, but like I truly don't know what it's supposed to be or like do. So anyways,
So the trailer dropped, not that many people actually watched it. Currently it only has about 3,969 views, but only 74 likes.
Yeah, not the best.
Which is telling. I think the majority of the people watching this trailer are hate watching it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people complaining on Twitter about it. And they turned off comments.
Yeah, they were deleting comments first, and then they just turned them off. So obviously it wasn't great.
Love that they're listening to feedback.
Yeah. And it's just, it's not working out.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll link that pet page and everything if you haven't seen it. It's a good resource.
Yeah, definitely. So
shout out to Herdy again. Anyway, in other news,
this this took me by surprise. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but like, I was not expecting this.
There was a press release that Neopets is launching a cookbook, slated for release in 2023. So there is, plans for a cookbook that will have different recipes inspired by things on the site. I don't know what that will be or look like, but I'm kind of intrigued.
I mean, it makes sense. We've talked in the past about users who have just, you know, made omelets or cupcakes or whatever on their own. There was the one video in the cooking series that they were doing where they made the like smoothie and an omelet and stuff, and then Scrappy and Gutterfoot both left, so I guess we're not going to be having any more of that. But it makes sense, I guess. They're partnering with Andrews McMeal Publishing. Mm-hmm. And it says, the recipes were carefully developed with special attention to the in-game food, history, storylines, and themes of Neopia, while being accessible to beginner cooks and experts alike. Readers can follow along the pages for a host of recipes perfect for each meal of the day.
Hmm. I'll be curious to see how it looks. I hope it looks good.
Yeah.
And I wonder what kinds of things.
I mean, honestly, if I weren't sort of low-key boycotting buying stuff from Neopets, I would be interested, maybe. Yeah. If it was good, but yeah, probably won't be spending money on it, but we'll see how it does. They pointed out that this is like the latest in a series of big licensing deals, so they partnered with Upper Deck to reveal this trading card selection that's online only, and they had their collab with Cakeworthy. So they're trying to get Neopets out there.
Yeah,
but again, it all comes back to the site. If you actually want to drive people to the site, then the site needs to work. So
that's the bottom line. But yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Speaking of working, it's Altador Cup season again, folks. The signups went live a few days ago. It's scheduled, the cup itself, the official gameplay is scheduled to start June 6th. We got a couple new players.
Yeah, we have, two players were replaced with two new ones. So Xenor Kivix, formerly, or is a Blue Grundo, has been replaced with Motor Dahi, Yeah. Tyranny and Terry, both male, on Team Curlador. And then Ditten Kolb, or Ditton, I don't know. Male Disco Kiko has been replaced with Lily Liver, a female Pastel Uni on Team Kiko Lake.
So, yeah.
Great.
sure. I mean, we got two new players last year.
Yeah.
I think this is, I guess, the best that they can do. It's nice to have new characters, yeah. I guess.
Good. Keep things fresh.
And they did give Altsor Cup a mobile friendly update, so like all the pages are supposed to load
on
mobile now. But the games are still broken.
Yeah. Still issues with games. Been seeing that a lot on the boards.
Yeah.
Still the same slushy slinger issue of
the colors of the slushies. I tried again today. Like, I played it after I signed up. I played it just to see, and I was like, great, same glitch that I literally sent in a support ticket about a year ago.
Yep.
Cool that they haven't fixed that.
Yeah.
Pretty much makes the game unplayable because it keeps changing the colors of the smoothies, so you can't tell what the customer actually wants. And
yeah, that's a
it
problem.
Really makes it pointless because then it's just like, okay, I'll just throw whatever at you when you're supposed to be matching it to what they want.
Right.
Yeah,
imagine if you went to a restaurant and it was just like, you'll just get what
this.
I give you.
yeah, so that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
I think the only game that's sort of working is Make Some Noise because it's just so basic.
Just tapping.
Yeah, I tried it and it worked fine on my laptop. It worked fine on mobile, although my accuracy rate was horrible on mobile.
It's hard.
And then Shootout Showdown, I think, works okay. It still seems a little bit harder than it used to be, although I think it's slightly easier on mobile because you can like angle things.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit like slow.
Yeah.
And people have been pointing out that it, you know, it's a fast game. Like if you can get five in a row, like it doesn't take that long, but you have to wait at least 10 seconds so that it'll be like your score is valid and you can send your score.
I see.
Which is kind of annoying, but I get that, I guess.
Yeah.
UE Ball is a mess, frankly. It takes forever to load on my laptop, at least.
Yeah, I couldn't
does not
get
load
it
on
load.
Mobile or it, it mobile. Loads, but I can't play it. Yeah. Like I just get the main home screen, and it's still hard as fuck.
Yeah,
like even harder than it used to be in the Flash days. Really was fighting for my life out there on the UE Ball court. So probably will not be playing that. Again, Slushy Slinger used to be my favorite game, but now it's kind of ruined. Terrible to play on mobile.
Yeah, that doesn't work on mobile.
And then it's just so glitchy. I just...
Yeah, there's been a
very
lot
disappointing.
Of boards posts about glitches and things, so I don't know how this will shape up. I guess we'll see. Once again, I have to live my truth, and then I just don't like the Altsor Cub.
And that's fair and valid. And I think, you know, some people love it, some people don't. Some
it's
are kind
fine.
Of
I don't mind.
Ambivalent.
It's fine that it, yeah.
But I feel like for everyone, regardless of how you feel about it, the way that they have handled it has made it worse.
Yeah.
So, like, it's disappointing for the people that are real fans of it. It makes it way harder and even less desirable for people to play, for people that are only casual players or don't really like it.
Yeah.
And this is like one of their biggest events, like if not the biggest.
Yeah,
and there was so much controversy last year about having all these bugs and glitches in the games, not having like the captchas, so there was rampant cheating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they changed the rules at the last second with the scoring and people were really pissed. And you would think they would have learned from that and like improved it, but really not,
I wonder if
not
it's
that
like
much has changed
with whoever's been in charge of like converting the games. I'm assuming overseas. Like, I wonder
probably.
If there's issues with that or like communication or just like timing of things.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I do wish that there was room for them to be like more transparent about like the glitches with the games.
Yeah,
or just about like what they're like trying to do about it or like what happened. You know?
Yeah,
because it wouldn't be so frustrating if there was like
communication,
just some like, hey, like, yeah, we know they're not that good, you know,
yeah.
or like, here's what happened or something. And then it would be like, okay, like, that sucks. But like, yeah, if you're just someone who like works for Neopets, like, I get it. There's not a whole lot. You can't just like go in there and like fix the game,
yeah,
you know, like, I understand.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see kind of how it rolls out.
I do want to just to bring in the voice of the people, I do want to read one of the boards. I think there are many boards with similar opinions, but this one topic, an event centered around playing the same four games for weeks should ... And then the OP says, an event centered around playing the same four games for weeks should have games that run optimally on the maximum number of devices. These do not. They are laggy, sometimes unplayable, or at the very least unpolished on devices that manage to run them. They are not coded well. It's probably too late to make meaningful changes to the games this year, but I really hope they can be revamped before next year if this event is meant to return. This should be a priority. Someone commented and said, legitimately unplayable on my desktop computer, but then again, my desktop computer is over 10 years old. It used to work fine for Neopets back in the Flash era, though. Someone said, these games do not like mobile, laughing face emoji, which is a pain. I wouldn't mind doing some UU Ball during downtime at work. Someone else said, I too would like to play UU Ball while at work. Someone said, yeah, the games are exactly the same as last year. No recaptures, same old gameplay and bugs such as Slushy Slinger, Green Cups of Doom, etc. I guess what they meant by we are still working on making it the best experience that we can is to not change a single thing from last year.
Ouch. Yeah.
But not wrong. Someone said, so the OP responded, they are not coded well. I've played other HTML5 games without these issues. It really doesn't seem like it's just the technology at fault here. Even the HTML5 games in the games room run better than the AC games. I don't know how this quality is acceptable 1 year, let alone 2 years in a row. I don't think the current team really had anything to do with bringing those games into HTML5, but optimizing them should really be a priority.
Yeah.
Someone said, I see you can't send a shootout showdown score after one goal if you scored fast. Sigh, wish they'd fix that. So annoying last year. The way it builds up playing thousands of games. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, I'm just confused because we have been hearing for months that the team is working on the AC and that they were shelving other side events in order to focus on it. And then they didn't fix any of the glaring issues from last year. What did they spend their time working on?
Yeah.
Great question. Someone else
or
said,
like what happened, like I just
any information yeah. would be helpful. Someone else said, they just need to retire the AC, it's such a mess every time. I can't believe anyone still likes it. True. Can't wait to grind for hours every single day for a month to get all-star, only to be like 40% of the way to being able to afford the top prize in the prize shop.
I can't do it. I can't. I don't have it in me anymore.
It's not wrong. And then OP said, I just watched someone stream the games now and they ran better than I expected, so I guess it's not all bad. I am having a lot of issues on my newer mobile device, though. UU Ball is unplayable even if it loads, and then there's that glitch that shows you the incorrect slushy colors. Slushy Slinger works okay for me aside from that, but these are the things that make me question whether or not these are coded optimally. I feel like they could be made to work better on more devices. Someone said, seems all TNT did was new AC front page art and that's it. And then they have the like sideways smirk emoji. And they said, and I followed up with, oh, and probably prep some AC Neocache event. Facepalm emoji, which is true. It seems like that's what happened, is they updated the main pages.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a Neocache event that they have ready, but the games themselves, again, these are things that were reported a whole year ago and have not been fixed. So it's frustrating.
Yep. It is frustrating.
The only bright spot in this Altador Cup.
Yes, the best part.
And this was, I think this was your main, you texted me, you're like, signups are open.
Yes.
And also, we have a canonically gay character.
Finally.
Finally.
Who's not that Eerie from whatever.
From Island Builders, yeah.
Yeah.
One from the main site.
So, yeah, the team captain for Team Shenku, Mersha Grilinic, I don't know who comes up with these names.
I don't know.
Who is a brown Norbu, canonically has a girlfriend. And this is the quote from their little team description.
For the press tour.
Yeah. Captain Mersha Grilinic mentioned that all she could think about during the most harrowing parts of their mountaintop training was seeing her girlfriend again at the end of the season.
Nice.
So, don't know who the girlfriend is, but maybe,
yeah,
maybe more
we,
will be
we
revealed.
May find out. I do like that they kind of... A, that they finally have a canonically gay character. Mm-hmm. B, that they kind of dropped it in casually, like they didn't make a huge deal about it, because it shouldn't be a big deal.
Just,
you know, she has a girlfriend. Yeah. Great. I do need to read this board's post about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's very good, honestly. And, you know, I just... So this is, the topic is in all caps, "Hello, they gave Mersha a girlfriend."
Yep.
And then they quoted that. And then OP said, "I love this. Thank you, TNT." And then someone said, "Well, now they're obligated to show us this new character," open mouth emoji. And then someone else said, "Wow, TNT staff is really brave for making an LGBT character," crying emoji. "I love that for the site." And then someone said, "Not giving Xana Delanche the girlfriend was an unfortunate oversight." Who, she's the Lutari on the Shenku team. She's a pink Lutari. And we'll get more into that in a minute. Someone else said, "Yes, queen," clapping emoji. "I would still love to see even more LGBTQ plus characters, though." Same. Mm-hmm. And then... Someone said, at OP, "The only sad news about this is that I'll have to stop shipping Mersha with Durlin, Kreludor's captain, out of respect for Mersha's girlfriend," laughing emoji. And then they said, "The hidden meaning in Xana's name is in my native language. Right. Imagine how I feel. She's the original LGBT icon. Also, friendly reminder that Antola Meyer is a trans dude. His gender has often been a matter of debate, and though TNT initially claimed he was female, they later said he had changed to male due to a strange potion." And that's via Jelenia.
Nice.
And they said, "The Shenku team is a queer icon factory," sunglasses emoji.
Truly.
And what was the last part? Oh, yeah. Someone said, "Personally, I feel like Mersha and Xana probably dated at some point or broke up. The tension is still there, on the field and off." Angel emoji.
Beautiful.
And someone said, "They did say Mersha was happy to see her girlfriend after the cup ended, so I would say it can't be Durlin, unfortunately." Sad face emoji. "In our hearts, however, it is." And then someone responded, "Easy fix, thruple. Or maybe her girlfriend is a reporter behind the scenes." Eye emoji. That'd be fun, too. So I was curious about this Xana Delanche comment. Did you look this up?
Yes.
Okay, well, for those
who... Or you sent it to me or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did send it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like looking and they were like, okay, so I did a little bit of stalking because the user was like, "It's the pun about her name is in my native language." And I looked up and they're from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Google Translate and I put in Xana Delanche and I had to change it a little bit. So it's spelled X-A-N-A and then her last name is D-I-L-A-N-C-H-E. Mm-hmm. But if you spell it... D-E space L-A-N-C-H-E. In Portuguese, if you translate it to English, it translates to snack pussy.
Amazing.
And I don't think this was intentional, probably. I don't know how exactly they came up with these names. They kind of seem like they probably were just putting nonsense words together.
It's like a weird
And it just happens to be that it translates to snack pussy.
Crazy.
Which is wild.
I didn't know this was before.
Laughing, dying laughing. I told Mike about this immediately and I texted Hannah. I guess it can also be translated to lunch box.
Oh, and okay.
Boxes slang for pussy. Right. So but incredibly funny.
Yeah, that's so strange, I wonder.
And a very weird coincidence. So I guess a lot of people headcanoned that she was lesbian. And she known. Still could be. We don't still know for be. Sure.
No, we don't know.
I thought that was a fun thread.
That's great. Love it.
Hopefully we will. Yeah, maybe I don't know if we'll see Mersha's girlfriend or not. Hopefully at some point.
Maybe if there's demand.
Yeah. Hopefully more LGBTQ plus characters in Neopets lore. Or confirm that existing characters are LGBTQ plus.
A lot of them we have no idea. I mean, they're not mentioned.
It's not. Yeah. Well, I think it's because it's hard because they're always like, you know, it's not, the site is not about like relationships and romance and whatever, but like some of the characters have partners.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you should just let people know it's fine.
Yeah.
We can be adults about this.
We can be adults.
Even though one of their names is
Snack Pussy.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
So I won't say it's because we have the LGBTQ icons, but I have joined Team Shenku this year. I've supported them several times in the past. Last year I was Team Fairyland, which I still love because they're 4 out of the 5 players are female, which I think is great.
True.
Team Shenku does have, I think, 3 or 4 female players. Mm-hmm. And their captain, obviously, is Mercia. And they are iconic. So, I will say the post that we read last time about which childhood book means which team you should pick. I've not read How to Train Your Dragon, nor seen any
time
of the films.
Time to get to it, I guess.
But I'm Team Shenku anyway.
I joined Terra Mountain. This was prior to reading the Shenku news, but got to support my Aisha team captain.
Understandable.
So went for it. I'm probably going to play 0 games.
Yeah.
I did join the team.
Sorry to Team Shenku and Team Terra Mountain. Yeah. We really are not going to be contributing much.
It's just, yeah.
I'll probably, I'll maybe try to get rank 1 again this year. And perhaps. That's pretty much the most that you can expect.
That's all
from
that
me.
I can really muster. Anyways.
So good luck playing these glitchy ass games.
Yeah, we'll see how it
maybe
unfolds.
There will be a last minute miracle and they'll fix them. It seems extremely doubtful, but who knows?
Who knows? Okay, our last piece of news, very briefly, is that there are some new shirts out in the Neopets shop for Pride Month, which is June. There are some Neopets Pride shirts and also an Island Kadoti
tank
top, which doesn't seem to have anything to do
with
it.
I think it's just for summer.
Pride, but it is kind of cute. So there's some like rainbow, a line of like little rainbow Neopets. There's a uni that says free to be me in rainbow and a Kugra roaring. A rainbow Kugra roaring. It says be proud, live loud. So that's there.
I still have my rainbow Neopets shirt from Hot Topic.
Right.
I guess I can still rep that.
Beautiful.
They also have an Altidore Cup shirt that just says Altidore 2022, and then you can put your name on it. Mm-hmm. They only have 5 teams available right now. Jelly Neo says, we imagine this was a listing error, and hopefully the remaining 13 teams will be added shortly. If it's personalized, like, you got to be able to pick your team.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will be updated. Again, I personally will not be spending money on Neopets merch, but if any of these appeal to you, have at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't need another t-shirt. Now that I have to be business casual.
That's like... right. Yeah, you can't be walking in wearing a Neopets t-shirt to work. That's for sure.
Anyway, we have some Neo mail.
Let's get to it.
You've got Neo mail.
All right. Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah. So we have an email from an anonymous listener. Mm-hmm. Just to follow up on our black market pets conversation from last time. So this person said, hi, friends. Just want to let you know that I'm out here doing the Lord's work and researching black market pets now. Disclaimer, I have no intention of actually buying a black market pet, but curiosity got the best of me and I had to investigate. So this person said, you can buy what I assume are the lowest tier pets for $9.99. So $9.99, and the highest tier pets for as much as $200. Just thought that was wild and needed to share.
Yeah, so, $200
that's
is
the range.
Lot. That's a lot. I mean, that's I guess lot. If you really, if there's like some UC that you desperately
wonder,
need to have.
Yeah, I wonder what it is. But yeah, so anywhere from basically $10 to $200 on the black
that's
market.
That's a wide range.
So interesting. Yeah, thank you for doing that work.
Yeah, I was not going to look into that.
I was curious.
But good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. You are indeed doing the Lord's work. We appreciate it.
All right. And then we have another email.
So this is from... our great listener, Batty, mm-hmm. who has emailed us before and is famously or infamously the artist of the proposed new neopet.
Yes.
That has the
body of a skinny dog and
the legs of a deer, etc.
Yes.
Which I think is one of our most popular tweets of
it
all
is.
Time.
Yeah, I think it is.
So thank you for that, yeah. Batty. And thank you for this email.
Yeah.
This is also great. So Batty says, "Hi, Caroline and Hannah. I keep having disparate Neopets thoughts that I want to email to you, but I keep forgetting to write them down. I'm going to keep this email open for a few days until I remember enough of them. Okay, here I go. Point one. Do you think TNT ever regrets referring to 1999 as year one? Neopets existed for like a month and a half in 1999. They could have called it year zero, and then Neopets years would correlate with AD years instead of 2022 being year 23 for some reason." And then Batty says, "Do you guys have real world skills that you feel translated well to something on Neopets? And are there skills you have that you wish you could leverage on the site? I've been thinking about how a lot of skills people develop in their normal lives are helpful on Neopets, like economics / financial savvy, hand-eye coordination for gaming, memorization skills, that sort of thing. I was getting pissy about it because my only skills are drawing and writing. And the most you can really do with that is win a paintbrush from the art gallery. I wish TNT would let us sell skills like art and coding for Neopoints. Pretty much every other online game with its own economy allows that. I think TNT has said in the past that it wouldn't be fair, but nothing is ever perfectly balanced or fair. Some people are allowed to use their aforementioned real world skills on Neopets and others aren't." That's a good point. Thinking about it, I don't know that I have any real world skills that are helpful.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm decent at typing.
Yeah.
But typing terror stresses
it's
me
hard.
Out.
It's hard. It's really
honestly.
Hard.
I'm also decent at memorizing stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm okay at Kiko Match. That's really all I can say.
Yeah. I don't know. Real world skills that I feel like translated to Neopets. Yeah. I don't know if I really had any. Yeah. Other than like, you know, I'm like so, sort of good at some games.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know where that came from. It's just random. I guess like. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like particularly like economic or financially like.
No, I'm
knowledgeable.
I mean, I can't speak for you, but for me, it's a no.
Like that hasn't translated onto the site though, because you just put your money in the bank and collect.
Well, you can do like
day.
Food club and stocks, yeah. And stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
But there are guides for that
too. Yeah, and also the stock market is like totally random.
Right,
so
it's
not
really
like
the real
strategy.
Stock market. Yeah.
But yeah, and I did learn a little bit of coding from Neopets that I've
right.
That has translated into my like actual life.
Yeah.
But the other way around, not really. It's a good question though.
Yeah. I guess the only thing I can say is that I learned how to do basic audio editing
yeah.
for school, and now I edit the
That's
podcast.
True. That's true. Yes.
But I also want to specify that I do not do that much work on it on purpose. We want it to be unfiltered
organic.
And real.
Yeah.
And also, I'm just not that good at it. So I can do enough
yeah.
to get this guy up and running.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, I can't think of anything really. According to my mom, I'm good at writing, but I haven't written fiction in
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
So, and I've never tried to like get into the Neopian
no,
times.
No, I've never
or
tried. I've never tried either. I just don't have the time anymore. Or like the design. Like, I don't want to like finish work and then be like, well, time to write a Neopian Times article.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
But yeah. Anyway.
I do get the point of like, it seems like, especially since, you know, Neopoints are not real currency.
Yeah.
Like, Neocash kind of is because you have to exchange. But like, I don't think there's anything wrong with paying someone Neo points to like
yeah.
code a pet page
either.
For them or whatever.
Maybe someday.
I guess I don't know. Maybe it would just cause too many issues if TNT said
yeah.
that was loud, because then there could be people that like, well, they said they were gonna pay me 5,000
yeah.
points if I did this, but then I did it and they didn't pay me or whatever.
Yeah, it could potentially be kind of hairy, I guess.
Yeah. So I think they probably just don't wanna deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thought. Are you aware of continuous meat? It would be a good curiosity.
I wasn't aware of this.
I was not aware of this. This is a great item. It is a gourmet food. It's literally just like a bunch of skewers of meat towering off this plate. Mm-hmm. And the description is, this plate of meat never runs out. Hope you have a big stomach. And fittingly, you can get it from the Scarl trick-or-treat bag. Also, apparently this used to be the McDonald's Happy Meal.
Yeah, it used to be the sponsored McDonald's Happy Meal. And amazing. Now it is continuous meat.
Great. yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So that's cool. We'll include that on our... When we'll have a picture of it.
Yeah. This will be our user-submitted curiosity.
Yeah, I had not seen this before.
I had no idea this existed.
It's pretty fun.
And then, relevant to you, Hannah.
Yes.
Batty says, like 10 Cadotes have all wanted a purple potato. Oh, God, I can never say...
Aperitif.
Yeah. For over 2 weeks now, and it's getting out of hand. And then she included this screenshot. And yeah, this is just a handful of Cadotes, and the majority of them are asking for that, which they have expensive tastes.
Yeah.
Apparently. Let me see how much that's going for right now. I bet it's a lot.
Yeah, it must be an unviable.
A CAD demand.
Or a formula, an unviable.
Let's see. Purple potato. Oh, yeah, that's 3 million Neo points right there. Jesus.
Yeah. So it's unviable. Wow. Well, poor little Cadotes.
Hey, listen, sometimes you gotta just be happy with just some, like, bread or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I ever spent in the millions on a Cadote.
That's probably good. That being said, in real life, I do get the finest of food for Harry because he simply, we tried a few different kinds of like kibble and he simply would not eat it.
Yeah.
So now he gets just food for dogs, not a sponsor of the show, but they do have restaurant quality ingredients. Yeah. It's just like beef and like potato and carrots and stuff. And they have different medleys.
Mm-hmm.
But it is... definitely on the expensive side.
Yeah, cats eat. Their wet food is expensive, too, which is why they only get it for dinner.
Smart.
But it adds up.
Yeah. And then Batty finishes off by saying, okay, it's been 2 days and I thought I had more, but I guess I'll send another email if it occurs to me. Keep on keeping on, Batty. And then there was a follow-up email the next day. Wait, I just realized my calculation was off because I'm bad at math. 2000 would be year one and then the year would still be off. Can we truly have nothing in this world?
Fair.
So true. I have thought about this in the past, honestly. I think it is weird to me that the first year is year one. Like, I understand it was their first year, but also it was, like, mid-November.
Yeah.
So it was, like, not really a year per se.
Yeah.
So I feel like that – wait, okay. I thought their original statement of saying that if 2000 was year one – oh, but it would have to be year zero.
Yeah, it would be year zero.
I see.
Yeah,
that's – yeah, they can't really do that, because if 2000 was year zero, then 99 would be like -1.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. Sometimes it is annoying because I have to check the Neopets calendar and be like, what year even is it? It's year 24. Wait, is it year 24? Now I'm questioning everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Because they said if they had 2000 as year one, this year would be year 23.
Yes,
so
correct.
It still would be off by a year.
Correct.
So yeah, I guess we can't have anything nice.
I guess not.
World.
That's it.
Great. Thank you, Batty. Some great observations.
Love it.
Much to think about.
Much to think about. Those are great. So let's go to the boards.
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay. My first boards post is, like, it's not really about the boards post. It's more about what they linked to. But this was an ideas and suggestions. And this person has created a directory of user-made paintbrush designs.
Oh, whoa.
So I linked it in our little doc here. It's called Color Pet. It's called Colorful.
Nice.
So it's perfect. So there's all of these user-made pet submissions. And they're all fantastic. But there are some that I especially... wanted to call out. So as you we'll link the pet page, but
is it the alien ones?
It's not. Those are really good. I really like these. I like the art style too. They're fun. But yeah, there's like a whole slew of alien pets.
Ice cream pets.
Yeah,
these are cute.
Ice cream pets that are really cute. Someone did another take on Marble. There's, of course, the Moroccan ones from Chanti. Various like mixed colors, which I think is like combinations of.
Oh, I think these are just kind of look like random or just random assortments. Like random one of these is a, like Michael Myers Lutari. Yeah.
Michael Myers Lutari.
And then there's like a marionette Corbat and just a bunch of different ideas.
So there's some
cute one. This one, I like this one of the Vandegeier that's like a penguin. That's
yeah,
cute.
I like it too. It's cute. And then there's a Space Dystopia paintbrush, which is
cool. So that's cyberpunk? I don't know.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. There's Candy Floss paintbrush, which is cute.
Which we know as cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Then we have the 8-bit ideas, which we highlighted on the podcast.
The cow, though. It's so good.
I know. I love the cow.
The Stardew Valley.
And then the toy ones, of course, that we highlighted before as well. There's like some various, other people just have various colors and things. Someone came up with an idea for a Moroccan Norbu, which looks like it's based on a jellyfish. Which is interesting.
Interesting. I would not have thought of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of it. It's kind of cool.
It looks good.
So that's fun. And then my
favorite. Wait,
is this
Lutari?
I was going to say the Poogle.
Oh, they're both very good.
They're both really good.
Yeah, the Lutari is like that little weasel with the ball.
And it's like
has a battery that like moves around.
It's great. And the Poogle is an eye dog.
Yes.
Which it just looks perfect.
Yeah.
So these are by the user Eerie_forever. And these are all linked on the pet page, so we'll just put it there. But I just think that was so cool. And the eye dog looks perfect, and it's like they're just drawn really well.
Yeah.
And the Lutari's great. Like, that is such a good idea. It's holding the ball that goes on the end of, like, that weasel.
Classic.
Those were really popular when we were kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people have. I don't know why.
I don't know. I think you can, if you have, like, a pet, I guess that kind of makes sense. But some people just had them.
I just had them, yeah. There's, some good 8-bit ideas. Another one of my favorites is these various pets by Juicy Juicy.
Yes, I'm looking at these now.
So we have my favorite one is probably the toy Jub Jub, which is a Tamagotchi.
Extremely good.
And it has feet.
It has the feet,
It's perfect. And then we have this Quiggle that's like a gumball machine, which is cool.
There's a Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Poogle? Is that a Poogle?
I was going to say... Tonu? I don't know. If I click on this, what happens? No, I can't see.
You have to click on the user to go to like their page.
Oh, some of these are like art themed.
Yeah,
really
so
cool.
There's a Chia that's like a cootie catcher. Nice. Which is fun. It's like that's the origami Chia, and it's a those things. Or cootie catcher is what I learned it as, but I think there's other names.
There's a Kiko that's a Bop-It.
Yeah, I love the Kiko Bop-It. That one's hilarious.
And there's an Akara that's like that one toy in the doctor's offices.
Yeah, why do they all have those?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. So these are really cool. So I definitely want to share
Oh my god,
those.
The Tuscanini is like the girl with a pearl earring painting.
Yeah.
Wow, these are so good.
Yeah, some of them are.
People are so creative.
It's incredible.
I don't understand how you come up with this.
Yeah, there's an idea for two elderly bloomers, and they're like little gardeners.
That's
and I think
so
they're super cute. So, these are really fun, and I was just super impressed. And this is a cool place to like have them all together. So, and then they have a spot at the bottom for the Hall of Fame. So ones that have gotten made into actual pets. So we have
nice.
A lot of the Moroccan ones and the candy Corbat.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I was looking. I was still confused about the toy one that was the Hungry Hungry Hippos, and that is
it's a Poogle.
It's a
okay.
Poogle. It's a toy Poogle.
Yeah, that one's really fun. But I just love this Tamagotchi Jub Jub. I think that's
so good.
So clever. So this is a fun page. Where everything is in one place. So I will definitely be keeping,
that's smart. That's a, what a great idea to just like have a centralized source for this. And then they're keeping track of the ones that have been made, which.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got 5 so far.
Yeah. So, pretty good. So pretty probably good. More to come. But yeah, this is really fun. So I just wanted to highlight that since we often do on the podcast. Oh, and the Quiggle. That's the gumball machine is a candy Quiggle, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Not toy, but yeah. So, yeah. Very fun.
Love that.
Very fun. Anyway, what do you have?
So I have also what is a pet page.
Nice.
So I'll link this out. I sent this to Hannah the other day because I found it when I was looking on the boards for people posting about Altidore Cup.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
Wait, let me find the actual post because I screenshotted it too. This is from the user is Fawn, I think. It's Fawhyn. Mm-hmm. And they posted in side events topic ghost emoji, the teams as birds with arms. and they said, in celebration of Motor Dahi Day, which is the new Tyranian military.
Right.
And they linked out to this pet page. And it's the teams as birds with arms.
It's great.
So starting with Altidore, which is, they're all photoshopped, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you that birds do not have human arms. But like the first one is a bunch of ducklings with arms. The Bright Veil one is an owl, obviously. Where's that? Which one is the one that's my favorite? There's a Mystery Island one that's a toucan holding mm-hmm. Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. That's very good. The Tyrannia one is just a really jacked kiwi bird. And where's the one with the... Oh, the Meridel one is this little pigeon holding a little sword. It's very good. So take a look at this. I guarantee it will brighten your day.
Yeah, these are really fun.
Yeah, I love these. I love these so much.
Genius.
Yeah. And then, wow. They even have one for Jelly World at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a chick that's shrugging. It's very good. So, perfect. Yeah, just thought that was great and wanted to share.
Love to see it. Okay, my last post is not Neopets related. This is from Newbies, and the topic is unpopular movie opinions. So this is just a thread of unpopular movie opinions, and I thought I would share some of them, and we can give our opinions on the unpopular opinions. Or if you have an unpopular movie opinion, feel free to shout it out. Anyway, the OP said Pulp Fiction is extremely overrated. I've personally never seen it, so can't comment.
I feel like a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies are overrated, yeah. But I've also just kind of soured on him as a person and as a director over the years. Pulp Fiction, like, it's good. The, like, one part that, there's just one part that really doesn't need to be in it, and it's very long mm-hmm. and unnecessary and kind of violent and sexual, like, assault-y,
yeah.
And that's kind of gross to me.
I will someday see it, but
it's honestly like it's worth seeing once, but I wouldn't say it's something that I would rewatch over and over again.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody said musicals are boring.
Well, that's just common, like your opinion.
Yeah, a common opinion. About a new movie, someone said I did not enjoy Everything Everywhere All at Once, even a little.
Oh yeah, I saw this thread, and I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it.
I haven't seen it.
I still highly recommend it. It's great. I think the majority of people really liked it. Sorry you didn't get it, but, you know.
I want to see it. Someone said, steps up to microphone and takes a breath. Toy Story 4 was great. Didn't see it.
Fine. It was cute. I don't think it needed to be made because I think the ending of Toy Story 3 was just really good as it was. But it was fun.
Someone said, my unpopular opinion is that most red flag movies, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, American Psycho, Goodfellas, etc., are good movies. People just have an understandably bad reaction to the film bros who put them on pedestals.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
All of those are classics for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. they are well made and they're pretty good. And most of them I like, except The Godfather, which I've talked about many times before. but there's kind of like that, it's like a toxic movie bro,
yeah,
just like
definitely.
Oh, you don't understand,
you haven't seen Fight Club,
and it's just like, bro, like, it's not for everyone. Also, like, if
people
you don't like
taste.
Things that are like really violent, then most of those you're not gonna like, and
that's
totally fine. Like,
exactly.
Not everyone has to watch every movie. I watched Raging Bull and I hated it and I never want to watch it again, so
you know.
I I think, in my opinion, glamorizes domestic violence, so
I haven't seen it.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
But that is a good point. I think it's the way that you talk about it and like just especially online.
The hype around them is like
yeah,
just too much sometimes. Let's see. Someone said, if your movie is over 2 hours long, you need to get better at editing.
I mean, for most movies, which, I would say yeah. that's true. Yeah.
It's, yeah. If I hear something's over 2 hours, it's like, whoa.
If it's a couple minutes over, that's fine. But if you're like 2.5, 3 hours, like that's too long.
Yeah. That's
make
that's,
a miniseries of that too point. Long.
Probably the most controversial on this thread. Someone said, all rom-coms are bad. All of them.
Well, so. I don't think that's true. Also, I will say I'm personally not a rom-com person, but I feel like they do get a lot of hate. Like, mm-hmm. they are very tropey, but yeah, a lot depends. Of movies are tropey.
Yeah.
And also, I think because, again, a lot of them are geared towards women, like, people just don't take things that are made for women yeah, as for seriously.
Sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Someone said Blade Runner is the worst. Godfather isn't important.
Honestly, I could go on. Blade Runner I really like.
I never saw Godfather, the first one. No. I've seen the second Blade Runner. It's two, right?
Yeah, there's yeah. only two.
I saw the second one for some reason, and I saw it in the theater, and I mean, didn't really have to see the first one.
Not necessarily, but I would recommend helped. It. Yeah. I like it.
I think
it's well made.
The second one was fine. I think I've talked about this before. It was just so loud in our yeah. theater. Like, I think they had the volume wrong, that it was like unbearable sometimes yeah. because of how loud it was. But anyway, oh, I lied. Actually, the most controversial opinion on this is, someone said, the Star Wars prequels were better than the first three releases, which I don't really have opinions on that because I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
I don't However, think that's true.
They said Kylo Ren is better than Darth Vader, which no. have to say.
Kylo Ren wouldn't exist without Darth yeah. Vader, so you can't even compare them.
And Kylo Ren, I don't connect with Kylo Ren.
I mean, I don't think you're supposed to.
Like, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get he's, it. He's just I, like, yeah, I mean. The prequels have been maybe a little unfairly maligned, but I think yeah. just in terms of filmmaking, the originals are better, and that's just the way yeah. that it is. And they have their flaws too, obviously. And again, personal taste comes into it. I personally love the Ewoks. Some people absolutely hate them. So,
oh, God, how could you hate them?
I don't know. It's a great mean, I question.
Don't, my Star Wars, like, no, I've seen all of them, but my knowledge of it is very limited, and I really don't have any sort of personal attachment to the franchise, but I do like an Ewok.
Yeah, we love an Ewok.
Like, that's there.
Yeah.
But let's see. Someone else had people just like, yeah, loving the discourse. Someone said, I wanted to like The Witch because I normally love A24, but it was just so boring.
I would say, like, the first half of the movie is kind of boring.
It's on my list.
It's a slow burn. Yeah. It is good overall, though, I think.
Someone said, I enjoyed Morbius and thought it was good.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone said the Disney remakes are terrible.
I don't think that's unpopular.
Yeah. Someone said Turning Red is boring. Oh, wait. Never mind. That was a Rickroll.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn. You could say a lot of things about Turning Red, but I don't think you could say it was boring.
Yeah, it definitely was boring. Let's see. And then we have the Matrix sequels were the biggest snooze fest I've ever watched.
They do go down even in
worse
quality.
Than that time I tried to watch Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Wow.
I haven't seen Lord of the Rings in literally since they came out. Like, I've only seen them all once.
Yeah.
Which I'm really overdue to rewatch.
I mean, the extended versions are long, and there are some parts that are yeah. not very exciting, but
I think I would appreciate really them more now. I was pretty young when they
I
came
never
out.
Actually saw them in theaters. I'm gonna be real.
I saw them. I don't think I saw them in theaters either. I think I saw them after, because yeah. I don't think I wanted to go.
The first time that we tried to watch Fellowship, like, we got it on DVD and I tried to watch it with my mom, and I shut it off like 30 minutes in, because at that time I think I'd recently reread the books and I was like, it's not accurate. Right. And I was like in that annoying phase where I was like, it has to be exactly the same. And like, later on, obviously, I realized that, like, they're different mediums yeah. and a film is different than a book.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
overall, I think they actually did a really good job adapting them to
yeah,
film.
That's what generally people have said.
Hobbit movies, not so much. No, and I that's never even not saw an those. Unpopular opinion.
No, I didn't see them because I heard that. Did I maybe saw the first Hobbit?
They didn't need to be three movies. They simply did not.
I think I might have seen the first one and then I just stopped. Someone said a bad movie that is fun to watch is a good movie.
That's which, true.
Yeah, true.
In a way.
I mean, like, we watched Open House together, and that was fun,
but
a bad movie.
Was it, though? Honestly, that one, like, I watch a lot of bad movies. That one was just so frustrating at the end that it almost ruined the experience, because it was really bad, and it was fun to laugh at it, but then at the end, I was just kind of pissed.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it. So,
okay.
Unpopular movie. I don't know. I like hearing people's opinions on things. Honestly, yeah. There's so many like big movies that people have opinions on that I've straight up never seen. So,
and that's valid. Who can say? You know, I've never seen Titanic.
Yeah.
And yet I still live my life.
That's so true. So. Yeah, I've never seen The Godfather. I've never seen Fight Club. I've never seen a single.
Fight Club is good.
I will see it eventually. The crazy thing about Fight Club is I don't have any fucking idea what happens.
You have to watch it then before it gets spoiled for you. No one DM Hannah with details of Fight Club, please.
I know that I've heard the spoiler many times and I just like don't remember.
That's good.
Or like I think I have kind of an idea of what it maybe is, but I don't
tell
know
you,
for sure.
The first time that I saw the Fight Club like DVD, because my brother rented it and I was like, I don't know, 11 yeah. probably. And so my mom didn't let me watch it because it was rated R. And just from the cover of it, I thought soap played a much larger role
in it.
That's
what I was about to say.
Because he's literally holding a bar of soap that says Fight Club. Mm-hmm.
And the logo is like the soap with the...
And it's really not that big part of it.
Good to know. Good to know.
So, spoiler, soap
I
is
do
not
just
that important.
Like, I need to just get out of the way and watch it. I don't know. It just like keeps not happening. But yeah, I've also never seen a single James Bond movie, which I honestly don't have an interest in. There's so many. And
yeah, you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
Someday. Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, I will quickly go through this last post because our recorder is running out of battery.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is also not really Neopets related.
Okay.
This is from the Newbies Board topic, post inconsequential confessions here.
Okay.
And then OP says, I drool a lot in my sleep, sad face.
So do I, honestly.
I do a little bit sometimes. I yell in my sleep is the biggest thing. And I feel bad for Mike, but also he's a much stronger sleeper than I am. Yeah. So usually it's not a problem, but sometimes he does have to wake me up. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I was yelling at my family in a dream. it's just what I do.
Yeah.
I remember this. I think this is why I picked it. Someone said, I'm reading Breaking Dawn and enjoying it.
Mood.
Big mood. Someone else said, I rarely go to bed before 4 a.m. lately.
All right.
That I couldn't live like that, but I understand.
I know a lot of people that do.
Okay. someone said, I shamefully can't get myself to wake up past 2 p.m. a lot. Which, you know, if it's the weekend, that's fine.
Yeah.
Someone said, about 9 years ago, a coworker showed me a poem she wrote, and I told her it was good just to be polite. So the next day, she shyly shared a whole book full of poetry she had written. I didn't think it was good at all, but I told her I loved it and that she was very talented. I feel kind of guilty because it seemed to mean a lot to her. Wow. I mean, as long as she didn't take that as a sign that she should, like, go into being a writer
in terms
like,
of, like,
job.
Workplace relationships, it's probably better to just be like, yeah it's great.
It's
like-
fine. someone else said, I spent more than I should on sticky notes and other stationery because they have Shiba Inus on them.
That's valid.
I can relate.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. In general, I fucking love office supplies.
Yeah.
Like, I have no reason to do them because most of the stuff I do is on my computer. But if I could, I would have fucking, like, sticky notes and bulletin boards and all that shit. Highlighters. I love it. Someone said, I'm staying up super late tonight to avoid the pressures of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Relatable. Someone else said, I don't dream unless I take melatonin, and then I have crazy vivid dreams that feels like reality. This
a lot
is
of
me.
People get nightmares from melatonin.
I will say for me, it is a mixed bag, but they are very vivid. And sometimes, again, I think I've said this before, sometimes I'm like lucid and I realize that I'm dreaming during them.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of them I am yelling at my family, so your mileage may vary.
Yeah, I don't. Ryan gets nightmares when he takes melatonin. I don't have that experience. But it is very common. So
someone said, even though it says to clear my sales history regularly to save space on Neopets servers, I don't. So I'm single-handedly responsible for the fact that Neopets is in shambles. You're welcome.
Wow.
And then someone else said, I still wear masks in public, not primarily because of health concerns, but because it makes me feel less shy in social situations.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I've heard that too.
As an adult, I feel a little weird about how much I really love the Care Bears sunglasses emoji. That's fine. You know what?
Yeah.
Don't never stop loving the Care Bears.
My experience, honestly, with being an adult is like having like a stronger appreciation for things that I like really liked as a kid, but I was like maybe embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
And like being an adult and liking them is like so freeing.
It is.
Like, I can just like this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I still like Twilight. I acknowledge it is problematic for multiple reasons, yeah. but I still like it. And that's fine.
Yeah. Like, there are some Hannah Montana songs that I think slap.
Honestly,
and slap. I will not be silenced.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, no problem.
I feel like I relate a lot to the, there was like that one tweet that was going around that was like, do not kill the part of yourself that is cringe. Kill the part of yourself that feels cringe.
Yeah, exactly.
And I relate a lot to
exactly.
that. It's just exactly. like, it, honestly, we have such a short time on this earth. Like, enjoy the things that you enjoy and yeah. don't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A couple more. These are good. Sometimes if someone asks, I say I have no makeup on, but in reality, I have Glossier boy brow on at all times.
Oh, shit.
I got some of this and I don't know how to use it. So I have to figure that out.
I think that I tried Glossier boy brow.
You always
brow.
Have really nice brows.
Thank you.
I will say.
I use, I'm not wearing any right now, but I use the best brow tool that I've used is the Anastasia Brow Wiz pencil.
Okay.
I like that the best. I tried the boy brow, and I can't remember how I felt about it. It's easy. It's just like a little...
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I just have not touched
swipe
it yet.
Thing.
Because they had a sale or something, and I was like, oh, yeah. sure, I'll get it.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
You know? I had a friend who was obsessed with Glossier at one of my old jobs. Mm. And she looked really good. Like, she didn't wear that much makeup, but she had, like, that little, like, kind of sparkly
yeah,
stuff that she
thing.
Would put on. And it looked really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some good products. I haven't tried too many of them, but I do. I think I prefer a brow pencil because you can just be, like, a little more precise.
Makes sense.
But anyway.
And the last one here is, I'm only 5'5", so I wear thick-soled shoes to reach my dream of being taller than Critical. Who I think is a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, all valid. Right. I'm 5'2", and I wish I were better at wearing heels because honestly, it is a struggle sometimes. But you know, it is what it is. Yeah. So, Hannah, do you have any inconsequential confessions you would like to share?
That's a good question.
I was trying to think of some, and I don't know.
I don't know if I've. Anything recently. I'm sure there's something I should have thought of this before. Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't give you a lot of warning on this one.
That's okay.
I will say I'll admit that I'm bad at cleaning. Like, a lot of the shit around my apartment is dusty. And it's just annoying because
hard.
It's like I dust it off and then it just gets dusty
again.
It
comes back like 3 days later.
When will it ever end?
Yeah, it seems like it'll never end. Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, you talked about the Hannah Montana songs.
I do like some Hannah Montana songs, so there you go.
You know what? I've been listening to Spotify, and you know how it does, like, the mixes for mm-hmm. you? A lot of the stuff it's been putting on the mixes is from Miley's, like, live album that she dropped recently.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah, I've listened to some of it, but I haven't heard the whole thing.
She does this amazing duet with Stevie Nicks.
I heard that at the grocery store the other day.
Really?
It was really weird. I was wow. like, is this? And then, honestly, like, our Ralphs, like, sometimes I'm in there and I'm like, is this my playlist?
They
like,
play a lot of Taylor Swift at my Ralphs.
Yeah, it's weird.
They play, like, a lot of songs that, like, I used to really be into in, like, the early
2000s. Yeah, same. It's strange.
Like, I don't know how they pick their playlist.
Sometimes I'm, like, totally caught off guard.
I'm,
yeah, I texted,
I'm vibing to
texted
it.
Caroline the other day when I was in Trader Joe's, and it was, like, they played I Think He Knows by Taylor Swift, which is, like, a random song, not a single or anything.
No. Nope.
And then they played Year 3000 right after by the Jonas Brothers.
Incredible.
And I was, like, excuse me?
Yeah, they
rolling
play,
out the red carpet, are we?
They play music at our office, and they were playing Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince,
wild.
Which again is a deep cut.
Yeah, it's strange. You gotta wonder about like where's that coming from? Like, who's
I don't know who
track?
Curates it,
know.
But honestly, they have it's a good mix. They've been there's a lot of they usually play a couple songs from Encanto.
Nice.
The pressure one, and then the what we don't talk about. Bruno,
oh my god! If I had
obviously.
To hear either of those at work, I would be singing them all day. Like, it's such earworms.
Yeah. Well, then they usually there's something after it that will, like,
yeah,
catch my attention. But, yeah.
Nice.
Shout out for good music in public spaces.
Yeah, it's always a treat when you're like, oh, this is, like, a random song that I didn't know anyone else knew. Or, you know.
Wasn't
it? Yeah.
Great. Shall we go to our items?
Yeah, before this thing dies.
Curiosities!
Anyway, okay, my item is, I don't know, this is just like whatever. This is a kind of cute but also creepy item.
Great.
This came out in 2008. It was an advent calendar item, so I'm assuming that this had to do with like whatever the
sure
thing was, the animation. And it is a plushie, and it is Adorable Hex Doll.
Hmm.
So it's this little guy, and he's a little like a voodoo doll, but he's a little smiley guy. And it says, this adorable doll is sure to make your Neopet happy. This was given out by the Advent Calendar in year 10. I just picked this because I feel like it's like the cousin to the, what was it, Effigy
Play Doll. I was going to say, I remember you bringing a similarly yeah creepy doll.
So before. I figured I had to complete the duo.
You know what this reminds me of? Hmm. Have you ever played, you know, Jackbox games?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This the looks like trivia murder mystery thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does look like that.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, so this is unclear if this is like something that you would like perform like scary rituals on, or if you like snuggle it and think of the person or whatever, but whatever you want, I guess.
Yeah,
because a hex doll is like a voodoo doll, right, where you're supposed to
I'm unclear on if yeah do you hex the doll on and hope that it applies yeah to someone else, or has the doll already been hexed?
I don't know,
in some way.
Good question.
It's not clear to me.
Yeah. So
I maybe it's a good, it could be a good hex, maybe,
yeah,
like a warding spell
be,
or it says it's sure to make your Neopet happy. Maybe it's like a happy spell. I don't know.
Yeah. So maybe it's good. And then the like image link is plutekituvoodoo.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Or what's
voodoll. That's what it is. I think it's like
Tekitu. I just googled it, and it is the Tekitu, the witch doctor, is the Teko.
That's why. That's what I was gonna guess. Island. Yeah. Okay. So
which is
that's
probably
is
problematic in some way.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
You know, that makes sense in the context of this item.
So anyway, that's that.
Great.
Just to...
Well, I was trying to find something that was Altador Cup related.
Oh, good idea.
And I went with something that is from Shenku, because
okay
I'm Team Shenku.
Smart.
And this is not... This is a great item, honestly, in my opinion. It is a food.
Okay.
R72 currently goes for about 3,500 Neo points. And it is Shenku Chocolate Milk Glass.
Oh.
And the description is, it keeps your bones strong while climbing those Shenku mountains. The chocolate is just a bonus. And then it's a nice glass. It's got, I guess the side of it is supposed to look kind of like the mountains, and then it has like a little overhang at the top. But it's specifically for chocolate milk, and
love it.
I respect that because I'm a big fan of chocolate milk. I feel like we as a society don't drink or talk about chocolate milk enough.
Ryan would agree. He loves
chocolate
milk.
In my opinion. So it's nice to have a glass specifically for it. I feel seen.
Love it.
And yeah. I
Ryan
don't know.
Buys chocolate milk weekly. I'll have you know.
Oh, pre-made chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fair life.
That's serious.
Yeah.
I don't.
He likes it
really,
in coffee.
I would love to have it all the time, but I know the sugar content is not great for you. So yeah, usually on occasion I'll mix myself up a glass with some Hershey syrup in the classic way.
Yeah,
I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking about how like if you because like I'm not like a teetotaler, I'll drink an alcoholic beverage every now and again, but I'm like really picky about it because I don't like the taste of alcohol, so I want like a specific kind of drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm also picky about like the time of day. Like I usually don't like to drink later in the evening because it fucks up my sleep. And I feel like there's not always great non-alcoholic beverage options.
Yeah.
You know, you get like a juice and then like a milk
soda
and a soda. Yeah. But then
sparkling
it's like,
water.
If I don't want caffeine, then
what
am I supposed to drink? And I feel like chocolate milk should be a valid alternative.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just everyone, I feel like it has a little bit of a stigma because it feels childish.
It's a kid drink.
Yeah, it's a kid drink. But also it tastes really good. Yeah. And like, why shouldn't we be able to drink chocolate milk in
public?
I think
you should be able to.
Thank you.
Freely.
Thank you.
You have to live your truth. Life's too short. Like exactly. We were just saying. You exactly. like chocolate milk? Drink that shit.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm going to have chocolate milk later.
You can have chocolate oat milk, almond milk, whatever. If you That's don't right. like cow milk, whatever.
That's
know?
Right. There's lots there of are options. Many options.
Many. Actually, I bought a chocolate oat milk one. I've gotten into oat milk, just, you know, as an Angelino, I guess.
Yeah.
I have to be.
I mean, it's...
I like it in coffee. It's I don't good. Drink it on its own or anything. I like a little bit of oat milk in coffee, and I bought a chocolate oat milk one time, and it was pretty good. Like, in coffee especially, it was, like, kind of nice. Like, nice. A little mocha moment.
Yeah. Mike and I do not drink coffee, and so if we ever go to Starbucks for some reason, we will usually get chocolate milk, which is basically just, like, hot chocolate, but not hot. Yeah. Because usually unless it's like during the winter, you know, I don't want a hot chocolate.
Right.
If it's summertime.
Right.
And when we went to get Harry his first pup cup a while ago, like that was literally the only reason we went to Starbucks. And so we got him a pup cup milks. And then, yeah, Mike got a chocolate milk. And then I was like, I'll get a Frappuccino, I guess. And it was just okay. And honestly, I wish I had gotten a chocolate
milk. I haven't had a Frappuccino from there in a long time. They have like some new ones now. In a while.
Yeah. I mean, I like them because they're basically just sugar and mm-hmm. not very much coffee.
Yeah, so. Like the well, the there's some that don't even have any coffee, like the vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Frappuccino, it's no coffee true. In that. Or whatever. That one's good. Anyway.
All right.
That does
great.
It.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to Hannah for driving on over here and recording.
No problem.
And thanks to Mike for our voiceovers. Thank you to Jane Mahoney for our art and Andrew Hahn for our original music. You can email us, neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. Slide into our DMs at neostalgiapod on Twitter or neostalgiapodcast on Instagram or Facebook. I think that's about it.
Yeah, we will put the appropriate links where they need to go.
Yep.
And we'll tweet out those low-res JPEGs. And yeah, feel free to reach out to us whenever you want.
Again, we are 10 episodes away from episode 100. So if you have any ideas, we're already thinking about potentially filming us playing the Neopets yes. board game that Hannah has. But if you have any other suggestions, let us know.
Yeah, and we'll also do, you know, our 100th episode. So we'll I don't know. We'll come up with it. There's
we'll
time.
Figure it out.
There's time. But yeah, this is episode 90. So thank you to Caroline for being our wonderful editor and studio engineer.
No problem.
And yeah, before our thing dies, good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.